Labor Day is here, and joining us this morning with a look at the history behind the holiday is Peter Drummy of the Massachusetts Historical Society. Mr. Drummy, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Dad. So happy Labor Day.
And happy Labor Day to you as well. How exactly did this holiday come about?
Well, it came about really quickly. In the 1880s, there started being parades where there were organized workers in New York City, and that spread throughout places that were increasingly industrialized, including Massachusetts. So there were labor days where workers did not work on the first Monday in September, starting in the early 1880s. And in 1887, Massachusetts made it a state holiday. It's one of the first states in the United States to make it a state holiday. And it became a national holiday in 1894.
So it definitely has some local roots.
Oh, yes. And it's really striking how quickly things are changing at that time, because we have really good census information, and including a lot of business information for Massachusetts. Massachusetts had its own separate census in 1875. So we have a census from 1885 that gives us a really good snapshot of what the state looked like at that time and how it was changing. For instance, in a town that we know as being industrial, Brockton had gone from 10,000, population of 10,000 in 1875 to 20,000 in 1885. Marshfield, being a still largely fishing and agricultural town, was actually losing population as people moved away to find better prospects or work for wages. The small towns in Massachusetts were decreasing in size, while the large towns and cities, especially those that were based on factories, were growing very rapidly.
And while it does focus on labor, for others, it's also known as the unofficial end of summer.
Yes, that's a really striking thing, because it comes at about halfway between the 4th of July and Thanksgiving. So it is this marker. And although the school year starting on in early September, right after Labor Day, is relatively new, that the schools used to follow a schedule that was more to do with the seasonal agricultural year than it was fixed from September to June. That's sort of a marker that's really striking. Even with schools that go back to school now in some places, late in August, I think everyone still understands it as a change in both our year and also a relatively rapid change in the weather often here, too.
It's also one of the busiest travel days.
Yes, because there's there's kind of a cumulative effect. There are the people who are traveling to start school and college and universities, especially in this area. And there are people who are ending longer summer vacations. And then people are going to, the labor union efforts behind this saw it as a day of both education, that is to find out about the labor movement, and recreation. And I think people also use it as a place to go back to the place they're from or attached to. And there are these long-standing traditional Marlboro, an industrial town west of Boston, has a very famous Labor Day parade that I think gathers people from all over that part of the state, and even maybe from further away where people have moved from there elsewhere.
All right, well, we're going to have to leave it there, but thank you so much for
speaking
with us, and happy Labor Day.
Well, this is your education, and now you can have your recreation.
Thank you so much.